Negotiators from Yemen's Ansarullah movement and their allies are finally in Geneva after a long halt in Djibouti. The delegation is now expected to join the consultations at the UN headquarters. Ansarullah's representatives left the capital Sana'a on Sunday, but their plane was forced to land in Djibouti after it was denied entry into the Egyptian airspace. The UN-sponsored negotiations in Geneva aren't direct. That means that mediators will shuttle between the opposing sides sitting in different rooms. The talks are aimed at ending the devastating Saudi war, which has left nearly 4,400 Yemeni people dead since late March. And we're now joined by our correspondent in Geneva, Homa Lezgi, to bring us up to speed on the consultations taking place today. Homa.
Yes, Bardia, as you said, the plane carrying the Ansarullah delegation and other members of political parties from Yemen has finally landed in Geneva. It landed at 6 a.m., according to the spokesman of the Ansarullah movement, Mr. Hamza Al-Houthi. And we are expecting in a couple of hours a meeting to take place between the Ansarullah movement and the UN's special envoy for the case of Yemen. But this meeting will not take place here at the UN headquarters, but at the hotel where the Ansarullah movement members are staying. That's the Hotel Crown Plaza in Geneva. We will, of course, be following those negotiations, and the media will be present there at the hotel to try and talk to the UN Special Envoy and members of the Ansarullah movement once those negotiations get underway. So for now, it seems that at least for today, maybe the talks will take place there, the separate talks that the, as you said, UN Special Envoy will hold with the Ansarullah movement. Maybe tomorrow or later today even, they will join the other political parties and also their main opposing side, the members of the former government of fugitive President Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi here at the UN headquarters. But Mr. Hamza Al-Houthi, the spokesman for the Ansarullah movement, is expected to speak to the media later today as well, just to give the opinions or the stances and positions of the Ansarullah movement. They have been complaining about kind of being sidelined during these consultations in Yemen, first of all because they were delayed, and they blamed Egypt for this, although the other side, the opposing side of the former government of the fugitive president, they were saying that this is just a quote, delaying tactic by the Ansarullah movement. But supporters of Ansarullah say that in fact Egypt is to blame, and this was done under Saudi pressure to keep them sidelined and to keep their influence away from these consultations. It's just making it harder, basically, for these UN consultations to get anywhere. We are hearing that the opposing side of Ansarullah is going to, or is having right now, a press briefing to give their positions, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has been meeting them. He didn't get a chance, however, to meet members of the Ansarullah movement because they weren't here, and he left Geneva for New York yesterday. But again, these consultations, according to the UN and also according to the Ansarullah opposers, the former government, is based on UN Resolution 2216, which calls for the withdrawal of the Ansarullah movement from areas they captured. And this is something that Ansarullah is against. It's not going to do that, it says, as long as the Saudi aggression continues. Basically, what they're saying is, I was asking one of their supporters, if you don't believe that you have to withdraw, or you don't actually agree with the terms that have been outlined in the UN resolution, why are you here? They were saying that the UN is trying to mediate. We are for a political settlement. We're here to try and make that happen with the presence of not just us, but all the political parties in Yemen. That was basically, some analysts saying, happening, but it was stopped because of the Saudi aggression. So right now it's very important to stop that aggression. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon even saying that we need a humanitarian pause, but it looks like that's not going to happen anytime soon, even though we are very much close to the holy fasting month of Ramadan.
Thank you very much, Homa Lezgi, Press News correspondent, joining us from Geneva.